You all set?
Go.
All right. All right, we are in our delay work session for facilities on this icy Monday morning. Cal, we'll go through this as we've gone through in the past. I think I'd start by saying, and I say repeatedly, even not in your presence, how lucky we are to have a facility staff who takes care of Story County property like you and your staff do. Hard to believe that this building that we're sitting in right now is 50 years old. I don't think somebody walking in for the first time would believe that this was 50 years old. We need to recognize that that takes resources, both manpower and dollars, to continue to maintain that. We need to recognize that we've got a few buildings now that are just entering that critical 20-ish year old stage. And so as we talk this through, I think it's important to keep all those things in mind. Wonder if you want to start with any thoughts. This is the year, so now you have given up what was the CLP building, but you've acquired McFarland Park. I didn't know if you wanted to address any of that.
So far McFarland Park has been a pretty good project for us. I mean, we've identified some areas that needed attention, and we're working on it, and I think we'll have some more as years come along, but I don't see any problem there. And you're correct on the honeymoon phase is over of the new buildings, and we're really seeing it starting the year we're in right now. We're finding things out that we just got to replace things. They're wearing out. I don't know how you could do anything to prevent what's going on, like carpet and that sort of thing, and mechanical equipment just wears out.
Yeah, so the options for us as a board and as a county is we can defer maintenance if we want to, but at some point that check is going to come due, and you got to figure out how you're going to do that. We've got to try to make it fit into the overall budget, but make a philosophical decision about what our expectation is for how our facilities are going to be maintained. Okay, with that, we don't really have anything in revenues other than fuel tax refunds. Anybody need to address that, or we do it there? Okay, so on the expense side, we'll drop down to custodial supplies unless anybody wants to talk about the employee side of things. Cal, same as we've done in previous years, we're going to work out those numbers. Our commitment to you is we will fully fund actual costs for every approved position.
Okay. Good. Cal, I just wanted to say, whoever's out there plowing right now, plowing the front parking lot, doing a great job. I was sitting out there, and he was clearing a way for my poor little car. And he was like, oh, thank you. So good job.
I'm a four-wheel drive, Laura.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Okay, so I'm down to custodial supplies. And looks to me like we're on track. I don't know if we buy ahead or not on this.
We just keep good stock. You know, a lot of this comes from Ames. We're fortunate we have the DOT and the Iowa State warehouse where a lot of our supplies come from, and we can't buy things any cheaper than what we get them there. You know, there's some specialty stuff that we get from Capital Sanitary, but it's all over there, and they've been excellent to work with, the DOT and Iowa State warehouse. That kind of good relationship. So
Jim.